Colombia is the largest recipient of U.S. foreign aid in Latin America. Last year, the country received more than $567 million from Washington, much of it aimed at eradicating the nation's cocaine crop. President Bush's Latin American tour has sparked a debate about the U.S. commitment to its neighbors to the south. Here to help us follow the money is Nancy Birdsall. She's president of the Center for Global Development. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Critics of the Bush administration have said that since 9/11, the U.S. has neglected Latin America. And President Bush has answered that by saying, actually, on his watch, U.S. financial support has been on the rise. Can you sort of help us navigate who's telling the truth here?
Well, support has increased overall in terms of U.S. aid to all developing countries. But the president's proposed budget for fiscal year 08 that went to Congress recently actually includes a slight decline in the total amount of foreign aid going to Latin America.
You know, we've heard a lot about the competing agendas of the United States and Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. And Mr. Chavez has been sinking billions of dollars from his country's oil wealth into his neighboring countries. How does that compare to what the U.S. is doing in Latin America?
Well, the U.S. is proposing to spend about $1.5 billion in foreign aid to Latin America next year. It's a good deal of money, $1.4 billion, but in relative terms, compared to what Chavez can do, it's not the arena where we should be trying to compete.
When we talk about $1.4 billion, what is the United States trying to do by funneling this money into Latin American economies?
Well, what's good about a lot of the money, other than those resources going to Colombia, essentially for the war against drugs, most of the rest of the money goes for housing, for education, particularly for health care. But the fact is that even in those areas, the amount the U.S. provides is just tiny compared to what governments are spending themselves.
If the U.S. proportion is so small, what is it really that the United States is trying to achieve here?
Well, I think President Bush is trying to say now the point of this aid is to address poverty and inequality. So there's a symbolism embedded in it, which has to do with Latin Americans having more opportunities for upward mobility, more like Americans here.
Is the symbolism working? Is the message getting through?
I'm not sure it is. I think that it's drowned by the reality that this administration has not paid much attention to Latin America after President Bush said he would before 9/11. It's drowned by the fact that most people in Latin America are against the war in Iraq. And, of course, it's drowned in part by the new frustrations and insecurities in Latin America that Chavez is appealing to.
Nancy Birdsall is the president of the Center for Global Development. Thank you for talking with us.
Thank you.